Because they thought the kingdom of God was going to appear maybe that afternoon or maybe tomorrow, very close, immediately. My Bible says they thought the kingdom of God is appearing immediately.
这是因为在这里面他们认为这个神的国就会很快就会出现，想着可能是这个下午或者说在很短的一个时间。
Yeah, and where is he now?
然后他现在在哪里呢？
He's in Jericho.
他是在耶利哥。
Jericho reminds me of Greenwich.
耶利哥让他想到 Greenwich.
But let's just say New York is the major city and this guy is coming to Jerusalem, on his way to Jerusalem, and on the way, he stops in Greenwich.
然后就比如说纽约是一个主要的大城市，然后耶稣要到耶路撒冷，然后经过一个中间的小的城市，就是说我们今天的格林威治。
And everybody is excited.
然后大家都很兴奋。
Because they think he is the Messiah, he's going to be the king.And I guess that he's going to establish the Jewish kingdom, take it away from the Romans.
然后大家都很激动，因为大家都想着他是一个王，都是弥赛亚，然后他就是会从罗马人手上夺回这个国。
How did he get this idea? Because Zacchaeus, he is actually in Zacchaeus's living room.
然后为什么大家会这样想呢？因为他刚好在该杀的这就是这个杀该的那个 living room。
Yeah, I don't know if he's in the living room. Maybe he's in the foyer. Maybe he's standing at the door. But I think he's still in Zacchaeus's house, and Zacchaeus is ready to change sides. Working for the Romans, he wants to now go over and be buddy.With a new king.
因为我只是猜测他是在撒该的那个客厅，但是不管他在哪里，因为这个撒该从这个罗马人的这个税吏现在换边了，变成站在他这一边。
So Zacchaeus thinks he come to Greenwich, he's going to New York, and he's going to do the Kingdom of God movie. Instead, he is going to do the Mel Gibson movie.
然后这个沙该在 Greenwich 在他客厅里面，本来是以为他是要做当他要去纽约的时候除了做这个 Kingdom of God 这个 movie， 变成做这个 Mel Gibson 的一个电影。
So Jesus says, I want to tell you a little story.
然后耶稣就跟他说，我要跟你们讲一个比喻，一个故事。
So there was a nobleman who take a trip.And his destination is far away, and he is going to go to receive a kingdom far away. Verse 12.
然后他说有一个贵族会要去一个很远的地方，然后去要接收一个王国很远的一个地方。
So it's like he's going into Xinjiang province or something. From
好像他要去新疆省一样。
It's a long ways, and back then there's no Feiji.Or no bullet train, they're just camels.
然后这个是一个很远的地方，在那个年代也没有飞机，只有像骆驼。
He's going to be gone long time.
那会走很远的路，很长时间。
So before he goes, he says, "Line up, line, let's. I want to talk to you."
然后他走之前，他说，大家先排队，我有些事情要交代。
And I guess all those guys are all his.His workers, his servants, the one who take care of the property and take care of the home or something. They have to line up.
这些人大概都是他的仆人，所以他们都站好队。
Reminds me when I was in the army, there was line up and the commander would talk to us.
然后就是他记起在他在军队里面的时候，当要长官要训话的时候，那士兵都排好队。
And the command is very important from this nobleman before he leaves. The command is 做生意
做生意
Yeah, it's like do business. And the Greek is like one word is pragmatuomai. There's no other time that word appears in the Bible. pragmatumai, that command, 做生意。
然后这个一个很重要的一个命令，然后这个命令是在整个圣经里面只有这一次出现，就是做生意。
And he give each one some money, and he says to each one, 做生意, to each one. Ten guys get ten money and then ten commands.
然后他拿了十锭银，然后交给十个人，然后给他们每个人都下了他们的命令去做生意。
Now 14, it says, we don't want this man to reign over us. 我不知道, I don't know why that's there, but that's verse 14.
奇怪，奇怪verse。对，然后在十四节是一个很奇怪的节，因为他们说，有人说我们不愿这人做我们的王，这个是中间是一个很奇怪的章节。Then
in verse 15, Shaul he come back already.
然后到十五节的时候，他讲到他已经回来了。And
he wants to know what business they had done.
然后他想知道他们到底做了什么生意，赚了多少钱。So
before he goes, there is a lineup, and then he comes back in verse 15, also a lineup.
所以在他走之前，大家排队，然后他回来的时候，大家也排着队。So
each one of the servants are commended for faithfulness. The same something like trustworthy.
然后这十个仆人每个人都需要有这个良善忠心。But
the master said, oh, this is just a little thing, just a little thing.
然后那个主人说，哦，这是一个我给你的是一个小的事情。But
there seems to be commensurate reward with commensurate effort.
但是你撒的是什么东西，你种的也是什么。That's
not like Wall Street where there is big reward for small effort.
然后这跟华尔街不一样，就是你做一点点事情，但是你得到很多的奖金。So
in verse 20, we jump ahead to verse 20. There's a problem with the third guy.
然后他跳到第二十节，然后这第三个人有些麻烦。And
in verse 21, that's another 奇怪 verse.
然后二十一节也是一个很奇怪的。This
guy is afraid of this nobleman. For three reasons.
然后这个仆人怕这个贵族有三个原因。Number
one, you're just a hard, exacting, tough guy.
第一个，你是个严厉的人。Number
two, you take out what you don't put in.
然后你没有的，你还要拿。And
number three, you reap what you sow.
然后没有种下的，你还要去收。And
in verse 22, we know the master is very angry.
然后22节，我们知道说主人很恼火。恼火。It
comes. He calls him you worthless guy. And in some English version call him wicked. I don't know what the Chinese version call him names.
Wicked.
Wicked.
Right.
Call him wicked.
然后就是说，主人骂他是一个没用人，在这里中文是说他是一个恶仆。
This is politically incorrect, except in Boston, you say this is wicked hard, or this is a wicked game or something. Then you can say, okay, wicked. But most of the places, you cannot call people wicked.
然后这个是一个政治上面很不正确的一个话语，因为大家都尽量不用这个恶的这样词，在波士顿，除非你看一个球赛，你可以这样说，其他机会大概用的不多。So
in verse 23, he says, okay, by your own words, I will judge you. Why don't you put the money in the 银行?
然后他说，我就用你的话来审判你，你为什么不把钱放在银行?
Your excuse is not good enough because I want some interest on the money.
他说你的借口一点都不好，因为我起码要有一些利息。
And then the principle of the whole parable, verse 26,
然后在第26节，然后他讲到这个原则。
Yeah, it's hard for me to understand that. Maybe you can tell me, but everyone who has shall more be given, but the one who does not have, what he does have, will shall be taken away.
对他来说，对蒋云来说，这个是很难理解的一个经文。然后，大家也可以想想是怎么回事。他说：“我告诉你们，凡有的还要加给他，没有的连他所有的我都要夺过来。”
American idiom. I think the American idiom is use it or lose it.
然后用美国的谚语就是说，你要么用，不然的话就没有了。
And then the last verse 27, that's a little troublesome. He get all of his enemies and he kills them. This is not very loving to kill people. But all the enemies get killed at the end.
然后第二十七节就更加难理解了，因为他说那些把他仇敌都杀了，然后要杀人可能并不是一个这么有爱的经文。
Now, so let's do some analysis here. Now, I think that even though this is a story, Jesus tells a story, but he's actually sometimes talking to you, but he makes you feel better. He says, oh, I knew somebody, and he's like talking about you. So here, I think the nobleman is Jesus.
然后耶稣他经常就是用一些比较拟人化的比喻，然后就好像说在跟你讲话一样。在这里的话，这个贵族就是讲耶稣基督他自己。
Going to go far away to get the kingdom.
然后去很远的地方，去取他的国。
And the servants are us.
然后这些仆人就是我们。
And when the nobleman leaves, a slave situation.Turn into a stewardship situation.
当这个贵族走了之后，我们从一个仆人这个为奴的这样一个身份，就变成了一个主人一个看护者的身份。
And the people in verse 14, we have a term in investment banking in a different tranche when you sell something. They call ROW, rest of the world. All the row people, rest of the world, or all the rest of the people, that's I think that must mean everybody who does not believe in the king, that all the non-Christians in the unbelieving world, they call them, let's call them rest of the world.
然后在第十四节所讲到的人，就是在投行里面有个用那个 ROW， 这样就是表示世界上其他的地方。然后在这里的话就是指那些不相信神的人。
He doesn't call them non-Christians. He just said, we will not have him reign over us. Those people. We will not let God reign over us or Jesus to reign over us.
他在这里没有说他们是非基督徒，但是他们所讲的话是说我们不愿意这人做我们的王，就是说不愿基督做我们的王。
There's another parable just like this one in Luke, but the other parable is in Matthew 25. Call that the parable of the talents.
然后在马太福音二十五章也有一个相近的比喻。
I don't know if it's the same or what, but you know, a little bit different. In the other parable, the different quantities is 5, 2, and 1. In this parable, everybody gets one.
然后这个故事有一点点小的差异，在那里面这个数量是五二一，在这里大家都是一。
In the in this parable, the third guy, he gets his mina taken away. In the other one, the third guy gets killed.
然后在这里这个人他那一定银子被收回去，但是在另外一个故事，那个人被杀了。
No, in the other one, he goes to hell. Sorry, Matthew 25, the third guy goes to hell.
对不起，在马太福音那个第三个人，他是就下地狱去了。
And there they talk about talents, so you're supposed to play the piano or use your talent in church or something, and you're supposed to, if you have talent for.Making money, you're supposed to use the talent for God. So I don't know, different interpretation.
Right. 然后在那里，他是讲到这个人的才能，然后就说你的才能要被主用，比如说你要弹钢琴啊，在教会，然后对他来说，这个是比喻的一部分。
I think it's different parable. The Matthew 25 one is different from Luke 19. I like the Luke 19 one better.
然后他觉得这两个比喻其实是不同，然后他更喜欢这个路加福音十九章的这个比喻。
Now when we look at this parable, I think three questions open this thing up.
然后他在这里他看到有三个问题。
You have to ask questions so that you can study this. And so the three questions, I don't know what your three questions would be, Grace, but here are my three questions.
然后你学东西的时候你都要问问题，然后他在这里他有三个问题讲员。
Number one,
第一个问题，
what does the command 做生意 mean?
这个做生意的命令 是什么意思？
Number two, what does a minor stand for?
然后第二个一锭银子是什么意思？
And number three, why is a third guy get hit so hard? Why does a third guy get punished so bad?
第三个，为什么第三个人他的惩罚是那么重？
So let's cover these three questions to open this up. Let's start backwards. Let's start with the last one first.
好，那我们就看这三个问题，我们从
Why did the third guy
下面开始。
Why did the third guy hit so bad?
为什么第三个人被处罚这么严厉？
Well, we already established from verse 21 that the master knows that that excuse is really what American idiom calls smoke screen. Not that the real excuse. Verse 21.
Yeah, 在那个二十一节，他主人已经看到说他那个借口其实在美文说就是好像一个有雾的镜子，并不是一个真的一个借口。
You think I'm a hard guy? You're afraid of me? I reap what I sow? Okay, I'm going to judge you by your own words. Why didn't you put the money in the bank?
然后他说因为你觉得我是严厉，然后我没有的我都要说好，那我就用你的话语来审判你，那为什么你起码把它放在银行里面？
Yeah, because there's something going on here instead of that, something else going on.
然后他说那肯定在这里面还有其他的原因。
I was at a dinner party last night and somebody talked about when he first came to this country, you know, he had all this cash on him. Then somehow, I guess he was old, they didn't have a checkto carry money, he's carrying cash.
然后他昨天跟人家吃饭的时候，有人谈起当初来美国的时候，他身上就是放满了现金，因为在那个年纪年代他没有支票。
And this, I looked this up. This minor is like 4 months of wages.
然后他看到这个一锭银在那时候是四个月的工钱。
So what is the average wage in Greenwich, or what's a monthly wage, or?What's average for New York City? What is it? Maybe, well, I don't really know, but from the houses here, I think the average must be, what, $6,000 a month or something?
然后他说从他不知道说纽约还有Greenwich 的这个工价是多少，但是从这个房子他估计大概是6000左右。
What's the average month? It's about $10,000? Emily? Sorry.
Wrong one.
Okay, Jim. No. I think, let's just say, okay, we don't say 10,000, say, just say 6,000. So he's got 4 months. He's got $24,000 in cash.
对啊，比如说是六千的话，起码有两万四千。
This guy's a servant. You know?
这个人是个仆人。
Even if you have just 10,000, you come in,to the United States with $10,000, you have to register that money. You, what, something wrong with you, you got $10,000, and then you gotta declare it in customs. You're not supposed to walk around with cash.
然后在美国你带这么多钱，两万四千块钱进美国国境，起码你一万块钱你都要跟海关申报，然后你身上揣那么多现金肯定是有问题。
So this guy comes in with,about $24,000, he's a slave. Everybody knows he's a slave. And they don't have checks, they don't have cash. He's probably got gold or he's got gems. He's carrying all this gold up to the bank and put it down. I want to make a deposit. So he's going to attract attention.
然后在那个年代也没有支票，所以他一定要拿着这些贵重的这个银子跑到银行，然后说我要存这笔钱，那肯定很多人会注意到。
People are going to ask, what are you doing? What are you doing with all this money?
然后 大家肯定会问，那你拿那么多钱，你到底要干嘛？
So people know, oh yeah, you belong to that rich guy who went far away. He's going to be gone a long time. You got that money because you work for that guy. Because the other guy's coming in also with money. So then he has to become public and identify with this guy because that's the only way he can explain how I got this money.
因为他拿着这么多银钱，别人肯定可以跟他跟那个主人联想在一起，说你一定是那个贵族的这个仆人，因为他给了这些仆人这么多钱，所以他要这样做的时候，首先就是他要公开他的身份。
And you know, I think the problem here, this guy did not want to go public that he belonged to this guy.
然后他觉得这个最大的问题是，这个人他不想公开他的身份。
Because, you know, in the ancient Near East, if after a king dies, and then you change the government, everybody knows there's two parties that are going to fight with each other. And if you are on the losing side, the guy who won will kill off all the lieutenants from the guy who lost, just in case they get some crazy idea and they want to come back. And because of verse 14, there is risk in the situation.
因为他们在那个年代的时候，如果有两派人要争做这个王的时候，那个失败的这一派的人呢，他们这些手下的人都要有一个风险，就是说另外一边的人肯定会把他们全部杀光，免得后患。所以从这个第十四节这里，看起来他可能是不想公开。
And Jesus used a parable right from the newspaper headlines from that day.
然后耶稣他的比喻就好像说用当时就是这个新闻的这个 headline 里面直接用这个比喻来。
Yeah, because right at this time, King Herod dies, right around this time. You remember Herod, the baby killer?
然后希律王那时候刚好死了，你还记得那个杀婴孩的希律王吗？
His son, Archelaus, wanted to take over for his dad.
然后他儿子亚基伯要去去拿他的王位。
So he had to go to Rome, because Rome is over the territory, and he had to make a petition. I am the son of Herod. Give me the kingdom. I will rule for you, and let me have the rulership. And a bunch of Jews follow him, and said, "We don't want this guy. This guy's a playboy. This guy's a brutal guy."This guy's like Kim Jong-il or Kim Jong-im or something like that. Just a, you know, he's just a spoiled son, you know. We don't want this guy.
然后他那时候他要跑到去罗马，然后跟罗马政府去取得这样一个承认的这个权利，说因为我是大希律王的儿子，你要把这个王位给我。但是那时候有很多其他的贵族反对，因为说这个人是个花花公子，假如说今天的金正日是吧？然后就是说一个扶不起的八斗。
So in verse 14, just like in verse 14, they sent a delegation after. So we don't want this guy. There's also just what happened there in the newspaper. We don't want this guy, and as a result, Herod's son did not get the full kingdom. He only got 1/4, so he became a tetrarch instead of a full Plutarch or something. I don't know. He only got 1/4 of the rule. That really happened because the Jews sent a delegation. We don't want this guy.
因为那时候就是一个头条新闻，因为那个犹太人他们就派了他们的这个使团去这个罗马，也是最后这个小希律王只能够拿到他爸爸四分之一的领土，所以呢这个就是在当时的这样一个头条里面。
So this returning ruler, he knows. Don't tell me you don't want to lose the money. Don't tell me you're afraid. I'm a hard guy.What really is happening, he does not want to identify with this guy just in case he doesn't get it. Because if you identify with the wrong side, you could get killed. You could be in trouble.
然后那个贵族他知道说这个人讲的这些 之前讲的这些全部都是借口，他真正的意思是说他不想公开他的身份，因为他怕公开，万一他在那个失败的这一方的话，他怕被杀害。
You know, I grew up in America, but I follow Chinese history, and we have the same thing in Chinese history.
然后他虽然说在美国长大，但是他也很注意中国的历史，在中国历史也是一样。
Before the war with the Japanese was over, everybody knows that there's going to be a civil war afterwards, even before the war is over, between Kuomintang on one side and CCP on the other side.
即使在抗日战争结束之前，大家都已经预感到那时候将会有内战，一边是国民党，一边是共产党。
And after three major battles, I was talking to someone who followed the history. Three major battles. It's pretty clear that Chiang Kai-shek has to go far away to get the kingdom. He said, I'm going to America. And I'm going to go to the Congress. I'm going to ask, my wife actually will do it. She is very good. And she is going to give a speech in front of the Congress. Please don't let China fall to communists. But, and I'm going to come back and I will have the American army and we will take over. So just you wait here and we will come back. Bye, but just wait here, be loyal and faithful, we're coming back.
然后在那时候经过三大战役之后都很明显说蒋介石将会失败，所以那时候有一种想法，他就可以到美国这边去要求这个援助，然后蒋元的太太可能也是很适合可以到美国的这个国会去呼召说可以美国派兵来帮助他，可以就是把中国再夺回来，然后他那时候就是说我一定会回来反攻大陆。
Yeah, so yeah, in fact when I was in Taiwan 1961, we say that all the time, 反攻大陆，反攻大陆去。
所以那时候在台湾六十年代他经常讲这个反攻大陆这个词。
Yeah, So I'm not political, but I just want to give you a feeling to feel what is going on here, you see. So just pretend like you are one of the guys who used to work for the side who loses, you know. And the guy says, I'm going far away to get a kingdom. I'm coming back. Don't worry, don't worry. And then he goes far away, and then now you sit there and you talk to your wife. Well, so I'm young, what are we going to do? And I think she says, well, you better be careful, you know, Xiaoxing, you better be careful, because if you identify with the Kuomintang who has left, it could be dangerous, very dangerous. We know how dangerous it was.
他在这里不是要讲一个政治上面的话题，他在这里讲的是说比如说你可以想象说你是在一个失败的一方，然后你那时候跟你太太两个人在一起的时候，你们会说你们到底要怎么办，然后太太说可能要小心，但是你那时候真的你要考虑说你要公开你的身份吗，因为这样是很危险的一件事情。
I don't know if that's an interpretation, just my idea, butWhy did this guy get hit so hard? He had $24,000. He says, oh, I'm afraid. He hides it because if he goes to the bank, he is identified with Chiang Kai-shek. Everybody will know.
对这个人来说的话，他为什么会那么害怕呢？因为他觉得说他拿着24,000块钱，然后一出去的话，他就会公开他的身份，他是在国民党的这一边。
So,He says, I think you're so tough and you need so much money, but I think this guy knows why he did that.
然后这个人虽然说讲一堆借口，但是他心里面其实很明白他真正的原因。
And when I was thinking about verse 14, that's when I think, that's why verse 14 is there.
当他看到这个第十四节的时候，他突然明白说为什么会有这个第十四节。
It's not 100% sure that he will be able to get the kingdom.
因为在那时候并不是有一个100%的把握说他一定会得到这样一个王国。
So here's the lesson for us today.
所以在这里是给我们今天所学到一个功课。
Your king is absent. He is not here. He is coming.And I ask you, will you or will you not identify with an absent king in the midst of a hostile generation?
然后我要问大家一个问题，你的王现在不在这里，然后在一个充满了敌意的环境里面，你愿不愿意跟你的王就是认同？
It's easier to identify with Christianity in China than it is in the United States. That's so strange.
然后今天你会发现，你跟基督教认同在美国比在中国可能还要困难。
But this is always the case that Christians must stand up and identify that they follow this king, even if you get persecuted.
然后对基督徒来说，即使我们会碰到受逼迫的环境，我们也要跟我们的王可以认同。
And when he comes back, he will know you hide your lamp underneath the bushel basket. You hide your identity because you are ashamed of him. Never be ashamed to be identified with an absent king.
因为当主再回来的时候，他会知道说你会不会因为这个基督的名，你觉得羞愧，你把你自己把它收藏起来，还是说你要跟这个神，我们的神，我们王认同
？When I and God never takes kindly to that.
然后神对这个审判是挺严厉的。
What's the second thing we want to look at? And I think that's the command: do business.
然后第二个我们要看的问题是说，这个我们要做生意的这样一个命令。
How should I interpret the command "do business"? 做生意 ，How do I interpret that?
我们怎么去理解这个做生意的这个命令
？Oh, at first I'm very happy because the Chinese we love business. This is our natural thing to do. And God told me I should do business. Okay, no problem.
首先我们中国人肯定很高兴，因为我们中国人天性就喜欢做生意，说哦做生意很好啊，
maybe because
做生意
maybe because it's a Jewish religion, I don't know why he said do business,
或者这个是犹太人的这个宗教，就是要做生意。
Well, I don't think it means do business because there is doing business and then there's doing business.
我不认为说他在这里的命令说做生意，就是因为要做生意而做生意。
There's regular world business, and then there's God's business.
在这里面有这个世俗的生意，也有说神国的生意。
Now I like to call God's business the way Texans pronounce business. I went to school in Texas, and they have a funny way of talking. And so when they say business, they say business. I said, "What'd you say? How's your business?" And so that's how the people in Texas pronounce business. They say business.
然后他喜欢用这个德州人的口音来讲做生意。然后德州人的口音就是用 business. 然后这个
business or business, business.
Right.
I mean, I like it because it seems to fit our Christian view, because there is our business, and then there is what God.bids us to do, and that is represent him in the marketplace. And you know, in Matthew 6, it tells you you can't do both. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot do business. You cannot do business if you do your business all the time.
然后他喜欢这个词，因为这个词是一个一语双关的词在英文里面，因为business 那个 bid 也是说一个神的呼召。所以在这里说神的呼召跟我们在这个世俗上做这个生意是不一样的，就好像说在马太福音也有讲到说我们不能说把做神的工跟在这个世界上做的这个生意把它混在一起。
What is the business?
那我们的呼召是什么？
So many people have different interpretations.
不同的人有不同的解释。
Well, there's three hints, three hints.
然后给你们三个暗示。
It got to be something everybody has equal chance of ability to do.
然后如果每个人有同样的机会。
Not a function of gifts or talents.
所以就没有说每个人的恩赐比较大或小。
In that other parable, Matthew 25, somebody gets five, some guy gets two, some guy gets one. Everybody has the same amount.
然后在马太福音里面有五二一，所以每个人的恩赐不一样。在这里，每个人的恩赐都一样。
Number two, whatever the business is, you should be able to measure it in eternity, because he comes up afterwards, in the next life. He says, "How much you got?" And you should be able to measure what you did in the business.
然后不管你做什么事情，你应该有一个结果，这个结果也是可以衡量的。然后在这里面，我们可以看到说每个人的结果。
Can be seen, can be counted.
然后说这些东西都可以被数算的。And
number three, I think it should be the same business the master is in.
然后你这个做的生意一定要跟你主人是一样的。
I gotta go on vacation. Take care of the business while I'm gone.
然后你可以跟别人说，哦，我要去 vacation， 然后你
feed the chickens and feed the cows and go, do bring the stuff to market. I mean, just take over while I'm gone.
然后，当我走的时候，你要把我这盘生意你要处理好。
So what business was Jesus in before he left?
然后耶稣他到底在做什么生意呢？当他走的时候
，Well, God is in the people business.
神是在做人的生意
not a religion. Is he cares for people.
这不是一个宗教, 他是关心人。
I think the business is Matthew 28, 18 to 20. Or X 1-8, same, very close. X 1-8, very similar to Matthew 28, 18 to 20. That business is called the Great Commission.
然后这个叫,
significant last words of Jesus on the earth, the last words before he goes.
这个很重要，因为这个是耶稣离世前最后的话语。
I belong to a businessman's group who want to represent Jesus in the marketplace, and we call it E squared, double E.
然后他属于一个做生意人的一个团契，他们叫这个团契叫做 E squared.
Evangelism and edification.
然后就是两个一都是英文的，一个就是传福音，另外一个是教育。
Yeah, so it's a great commission which says, go into all the world, preach the gospel, make disciples, baptize them in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's the same as conversion. That's the same as evangelism. Back in those days, as soon as you convert, you got baptized, and then baptize them, and then number two, disciple them, teach them to observe all things whatsoever command you. That is the business. You lead people to Christ, and then you teach them how to live the Christian life.
所以这个是两方面。第一部分，你就要把这个福音传出去，让人来相信这个福音。第二个，你就要做这个门徒训练，把他们训练成主的门徒。There
is no other business.
然后在这里面，再没有别的生意可以做。
So, in my background, of course, I have a degree in business. Also, I have a degree in the Bible. And we are laymen. And we actually go to work in the market. But when we see each other, most businessmen say, how's the business going? But we say, how's the business going? It's a code for God's business.
然后他是学两个学位，一个是商学院，另外一个是神学的这个学位。所以一般商业人他们见面的时候，首先会问说你的生意做得怎么样。但是他们在这个团契里面人，他们会说用那个business，然后去问说你们最近的呼召，你们就是在神国的这个生意做得怎么样。And
we are well aware that we have two businesses. Then there's the business, and then there's the business.
然后他知道说他们有两个方面，一个是属世的生意，另外一个是属神的这个呼召。
And when I worked at Goldman Sachs, of course I'm doing Goldman Sachs business, but maybe at lunch, maybe after work, maybe because I talk to the client, how are you doing? And they say, oh, my wife is sick. Well, may I pray for her? And so every opportunity that we can do God's business when also we are doing our business. And dentists can do that because the guys are on the chair with their mouth open, they can't talk back, so you just tell them about Jesus and they won't get mad at you because their mouth is open, you know? I mean, there's so many creative ways to use your profession to do the business.
然后就是说即使说他在高盛工作的时候，虽然说他在工作的时间他是在做这个属事工作，但是比如说你在午饭或者说你回家之后的时间，你都可以做神的工，然后你可以利用各种机会给别人去传福音，甚至说在病房上面病人当他们不能讲话的时候，可能是你跟他传福音的最好的时候，因为他们不能讲别的话。
And you know, Grace's mom, I'm sure, tells Grace, you know, you better do your studies, you better do your homework when you're in school. That's your primary business. But while even Grace is focused on her homework and doing her work, she can also do the business by sharing what Jesus Christ means to her, to these kids who are in families that don't know Jesus. You know, so she can do both. All of us, we have to do both.
然后所有人我们都可以两样事情来做，比如说像 Emily， 她可以跟 Grace 说，虽然说你学习是你现在最重要的事工，但是说你也可以有机会可以跟你周围的朋友，如果他们家里面有不信神的，你也可以给他们传福音。
I didn't say Emily. I said Grace's mom. Anyway, it's okay. Let's do the last one. The last one is, what is a minor?
然后我们可以讲最后一个，就是说什么叫这个一锭银。
Everybody gets one minor.
每个人得到一锭银子。
So, I look on the internet, the first thing is, this is the name of a Singaporean girl. Singaporean girl's name, Mina.
首先她在这个网站上面看到说是一个新加坡女孩的名字就叫 Minus。
I don't like that. I don't think it's a name of a Singaporean girl.
她觉得这个解释
It's not talents because everybody get equal amount.
她也不是一个恩赐，因为每个人得到一样的。
Well, in the story, at least, it's kind of like money. It's a designation for money.
她是一个钱的单位，因为在这故事里面是讲到这个钱。
I study all the religious book and everybody's got a different idea, but you know what came in first place?
然后他看了很多这个参考书，你们猜第一个解释是什么？
I'll give you a prize of $5 if you can tell me what came in first place.
然后他给你五块钱的，如果谁能够猜得出来第一位的是什么？
No, time's up.
好，时间到。
Well, anyway, according to my survey, the number one choice of all these religious scholars, what is a mina? It is the Holy Spirit.
然后在所有的这些参考书里面，第一个用的最多的解释是说是圣灵。
This is a good answer. Everybody gets the Holy Spirit.
这个是一个很好的回答，因为所有人都有圣灵。
Yeah, but I disagree because I'm always disagreeing with everybody all the time. I got another idea what it is.
然后但他不同意，因为他经常喜欢跟别人对着，所以他有另外一个想法。
But I don't know if I'm right. So this is a different kind of sermon because we don't even know if these interpretations are right or not, you know. It could be the Holy Spirit. I don't know. I think it stands for something. God gives each guy a mina, come do business with this.
然后虽然说他不知道说他这个解释是不是对，因为这个解释有不同的看法。但是这个是他个人的看法。
Okay, here's what I think it is.
Okay, 所以现在这是他所认为的解释。
I'm not sure I'm right, but I think it's a life.
他
Everybody has one life to live.
因为每个人在这个世界上只能活一次。
How do you invest your life?
然后你在只有这样一条生命的时候，你怎么样去投资你的生命？
Do you try to make sure you make as much money in the world or get as much honors, recognition, or you get the highest position in life? What do we give our life to? One life to live.
当你只能活一次的时候，你是为了这个名呢，还是为了利呢，还是去追求一些你想要的东西呢？
We have choices how to spend our life. Everybody has equal time.
每个人有选择权，每个人的时间是一样的。
Now, at least one thing we know. The Bible says you cannot serve God and mammon.
起码在圣经里面说，我们不能同时服侍神和马门。
People always tell me, you can't become a Christian. You work for New York banking. You work for Goldman Sachs. You can't be a Christian because you love money too much.
然后有很多人说，你是不能是一个基督徒，因为你为这个华尔街的这个公司，你在给高盛做事情，因为你太爱钱了。
When I worked at Goldman Sachs, I met some really great men who were followers of Jesus Christ. They have a love for Jesus, and they know who is the king. It is not the head of Goldman Sachs. It's not the guy with the most money. They follow the true king, which is Jesus Christ.
然后他在高盛的时候，他碰到很多这些信神的人。虽然说他们未必是高盛的头，但是他们知道说他们所跟的不是这个世上的王，他们跟的是耶稣基督。
And we are always faced with that choice. Do you do the business or do you do his business?
所以我们都有这样一个选择，我们要做这个世界上面的生意了，还是做神的工？
And what will be the question when we get to heaven?
当我们到天堂的时候，我们将要回答的是一个怎么样的问题？
Is it going to be a spelling test?
然后这个是一个拼字游戏吗？
No, I think the question is 多少?
他觉得说我们将要回答的问题是说我们做多少?
多少? And wouldn't it be great if you could look Jesus in the eye and say to him, Sir, my life you gave me, I return back to you 10 lives.
然后我们说，如果我们看到耶稣的时候，我们站着说，我们很骄傲地说，神，你给我这条生命，我给你还了10条生命。
Or 5 lives.
或5条生命。
You know, and you know, this is what God has given you a life for, to spread that life to other people.
这是神给我们生命的意义所在，就是说让我们把这个生命可以传给其他人。
To do E squared to other people.
然后我们把这个 E square 把它传给别人。
You yourself became a Christian because somebody told you about Jesus. That's how you become a Christian.
我们成为基督徒是因为有人给我们传福音，我们才有机会成为基督徒。
And it is something that is a privilege to represent him to the rest of the world. They don't want Jesus to reign over him.
我们能够有这样一个机会，能够代表神，这个是一个何等大的特权！因为世界上很多人都不接受神。
As a minimum, you parents, you must present to God your children back to Him as believers. Do not be responsible for raising children who are going to hell.
然后他说，起码作为一个家长的话，你起码要养育你的儿女是相信神的，不要成为一个家长说养育了不相信神的儿女。
The Bible says you should not be a leader in the church if your children do not believe.
因为在那个圣经里面说，你不能成为教会的领袖，如果你儿女都不信神。
Now, what are the lessons from this parable to close up here? What are the lessons?
然后在这个比喻里面，我们到底从中学了些什么功课？
I got 4.
它有4个功课。
Number 1. I think there's a second coming.
然后第二个，神会再来。
Jesus is coming back.
神会再回来。
Yeah, that's surprising. I tell people from China, did you know Jesus Christ will come back to earth? This time you won't recognize him. He is coming back as the ruling king.
然后当他给中国的这些人传这个信息的时候，他说：“你们相信吗？耶稣基督还会再来。他再来的时候，你们都认不出来，因为他会成为这个统治世界万有的这个神的身份来。
”I think it's an 18% chance he will come back before I die.
然后他觉得有十八个。
对了，对，真的。
percent 说神会在他去世之前回来。18%，
然后
他觉得是对。
I got about 12 years left.
然后他还有12年在世上的时间。
Actually, I'm actually 13 years away from 80, but the Bible says Psalm 90, verse 10 to 12, the days of our lives are but 70, but due to strength and eating good food, you could live till 70 years or 80 years. So that's why, because I don't eat very well, I'm going to only go till 79. It's 12 years from now.
Anyway. 13年，但是说在圣经里面说强壮的最多能够活到80岁，然后他吃的也不怎么健康，所以他觉得他活到79岁已经够了。
All Christians are supposed to expect Jesus to come anytime, but I think now more than ever with what's happening in the world and China coming in, I think the second coming is close.
然后他说看到这个世界上发生的这些事情，然后他觉得说耶稣再回来日子不远。
And number two lesson I think is the value of the interim period.
然后第二个功课就是说在我们在这个过渡时期的价值。
God set up two comings of Jesus, first and second.
神说耶稣有两个回来，有一个是第一次，还有第二次。
And the Jewish people really got caught off guard for two comings.
然后那个犹太人对耶稣的这两次
，They look in the,
回来，他们都很疑惑。
Look in the future. They look in a telescope and they see a mountaintop that represents the first coming.
然后他好像用一个望远镜看。
You move
看看远日，然后看到第一个山头是第一次回来。
You move over here and you look.And then you say, oh, there's another mountaintop behind the first one. There's two comings of Jesus, of the Messiah.
然后当他们把这个望远镜再挪一点的时候，他们就可以看到说第二个山头，这是耶稣的第二次回来。
At least 2,000 years in between the first and the second coming.
然后在第一次和第二次回来之间，起码隔了两千年。
A lot of nervousness in the markets when Y2K.Came along, but nothing happened.
然后当那个公元2000年的时候，这个市场都很紧张，但是什么事情都没发生。
Maybe 2,000 years from after he died, 2,033, I don't know.
或者说他就是被钉十字架之后2000年。
I'm always calculating 2,033 to now is 2,013. That means 2,033 minus 2,013 is 20 years. Right now I am 67. That's why I said there's only 13% chance. Or what did I say? 18% chance. I got to last until 87 so I can see it.
然后这个就是他刚才算的，因为他说2033离现在有20年，然后他还可以活12年，所以他就算出有这个18%。
Now,The reason why we have this interim period between the first and the second coming is because God can get a lot of information by watching us, what we do in this interim period.
然后在这两个归来的时候，有这两这么长的一段时间，是神在这里面可以看到我们到底在做什么，也可以在这知道说我们到底是不是忠心。
Remember in verse 11, the reason why he's telling it because they thought the kingdom is coming now.
如果我们看到第十一节的时候，他们那时候是觉得说神的国就是当时就会到。
But Jesus says, wait, there's an interim period. Already it lasts almost 2,000 years.
然后耶稣那时候说先等一下，在这中间还有一段过渡期，这个过渡期已经将近2000年了。
And Rick Warren in his book Purpose Driven Life
在 Rick Warren 的标杆人生这本书里
面 he says this in that book, he says this life is a testing period.
然后他说在我们的这一辈子里面是一个测试的时候。
And during this testing period, God is looking for a few good men and a few good women who he knows are faithful. And he can tell that faithful by what you invest your life in while we wait for him to come back.
然后在这个测试的时候神在这里寻找这一些忠心良善的这些弟兄或姐妹可以当他们面说你们在这段时间你做主的工你是忠心良善的仆人。
I mean, businesses do it this way.
生意是这样子做的。
Yeah, when you are considered for promotion, they watch you, they give you tests, they give you projects, they're watching you to see if you are capable to be promoted. That's everybody does it that way.
然后在公司里面你要被升职的时候他会先让你做一些特别的这些项目啊或者说做一些特别的事情在这段时间他们可以观察你看你可不可以再做上一级的工作
Italians,
是不是可以升任
Italians do it this way I mean Italians a mafia does it this way
黑手党就是这样干的
You want to join the mafia you got to prove yourself so they give you somebody to kill or something, or then they frame you and they tell the judge that you killed somebody when you didn't, and they send you up to prison in Sing Sing. And after they send you to Sing Sing prison, they want to know if you will sing when you are in Sing Sing. That's hard to translate. No?
Yeah, it's fine. I can translate that. 然后那个黑手党的话他经常就这样测试他找一些新手让他去杀个人然后杀了人之后呢然后就把他们就是指证出来说这个人是杀人犯然后让他们关到这个重刑犯的这个监狱里面然后看他们在这个监狱里面是不是还在唱歌还是不是很高兴
Wow, 很棒
yeah, Try my best
Very good So God does the same thing
然后神做同样的事情。
He sets up rewards in heaven.
他在这个天堂上有很多奖赏。
Based on, now, I'm not sure. I don't think it's based on living a godly life.
他不只是说你要过着一个圣洁的生活。
I think the test comes from the Bible. Are you faithful?Faithfulness. That's the test.
他觉得说这个真正的测试是说我们是不是忠心良善。
Faithful to do the business.
我们是不是很忠心做神的工。
Now, this is a challenge for this church.
这对我们教会是一个挑战。
I think we could be told, I'm not 100% certain, we could be told that after you become a Christian, just sit there and nothing to do and then you can enjoy the love of Christ. But I think that's a lie of the enemy. We got work to do to build this church.
然后我们很多时候我们就是受洗信主之后人说哦那你什么事情不用做你只需要在这里享受但是他觉得这个是魔鬼的一个谎言。
Not up to the pastor.To go out and do this, the pastor's job is to equip you to do the ministry. And the ministry is E squared. That belongs to the people in the church.
我们的牧师不能替我们做这些事情。牧师所能做的就是给我们装备，让我们可以做这个 E squared， 就是我们可以传福音，我们可以装备门徒。但是要做工的还是我们自己。
If every one of you take this seriously,
如果我们每一个人都能够认真的去想这件事情
，find one person, I would find a 中国人。Don't worry about the Italians; they already had their chance. 中国人。
然后就是每个人找一个人，我们不需要找意大利人，因为他们已经有他们的机会了。
There's so many. They're looking for meaning in life.
这么多人要找他们生命的意义。
Tell them about.Free offer through the blood of Jesus Christ.
跟他们讲说，从神的这个血，我们有一个免费的一个机会。
Tell them about new life. Just follow what Jesus said you should do in life.
然后我们有一个新的生命，我们只需要跟从耶稣的生命，我们将会有一个新的生命。
What I do is I ask, how are you doing in life without God?Are you doing well? Are you happy with your life? You make your own decisions. Why don't you give your life to God? And then see what happens to your life. That's all you're asking them to do. And then show them how to do that. Show them how to read the Bible. That's E squared.
然后你可以问他们说，那你们的生命怎么样？你为什么不把你的生命交给神，看看说神可以给你一个怎么样一个不同的生命？你也可以领他们进福音，也可以给他们门徒训练，这个就是这个 E square 的这个含义在这里面。
So, if I come back here, I'm not invited, but if I were to come back here, I challenge you in 1 year, I want you to bring one person to this church. I'm not coming back here unless I see double the people.
然后他给我们一个挑战说那除非我们会邀请他回来，但是他给我们的挑战说如果他再回来的时候，他要看到这个教会能够加倍的成长，每个人起码要跟一个人传福音。
Are you loyal and faithful to the absent king?
我们到底在我们的王不在的时候，我们是不是忠心良善呢？
Don't be ashamed of him to speak up for him in the market.
不要因为神的名而觉得羞愧，我们要勇敢的去跟人传神的名。
The Bible says the purpose of life is to prepare for that exit interview when he comes back and he says, 多少？
然后在圣经里面说，我们在这一辈子里面，我们就要做这样一个准备，等我们见到神的时候，神会问我们这样一个多少的问题。
This is the value of the gap.Period, interim period.
这个就是我们在这个过渡时期的这个价值所在。
You have time to prepare for eternity.
我们有时间可以为这个永恒做准备。
Plus, how you live your one life on this earth will determine the quality of your life in heaven.
我们在这个世上，我们所活的这个年份将会决定我们在永恒里面，我们这个生命的这个质量到底是怎么样。
So the last lesson, first lesson, there is a second coming. Number two, there is accountability in when he comes back. Number three, there is a purpose for the interim period between first and second. And my last point, I think there's rewards in heaven.
然后他最后一个就是说我们在我们永恒里面，我们将会得到这样一个奖赏。
Although you are saved by grace and you are accepted by God, not based on anything you do, He still challenges you with being faithful.
虽然说我们是靠神的恩典而得救，但是神会继续给我们挑战，看我们是不是忠心。
Are you faithful follower?
看我们是不是一个忠心良善的这个跟随者。
You don't do that to earn the right to go to heaven. That heaven is a free gift to you, but this is going to determine, I don't know, maybe what kind of house you get. Is your house in Greenwich or is it in Brooklyn?
然后虽然说我们得不得救跟这样一个没有关系，因为得救是一个免费的恩典，但是说我们在这个世界上我们是怎么活，将会说不定会影响到我们在这个天堂上我们得到一个怎么样的房子，我们是在一个 Greenwich 的房子呢，还是在 Brooklyn 的一个房子。
Well, in this story, I don't know how to interpret. One guy gets 10 cities or something. One guy gets 5 cities. And one guy gets his thing taken away from him. Give it to the guy to make him 11 cities, you know. I don't know how to interpret that, you know. I wish I could get Beijing to manage Beijing, or I'll take Shanghai, or New York, okay. Shanghai, okay. I mean, maybe I'll get, you know, maybe Wilton wouldn't be bad. I don't know. So I don't know if it's that we're going to rule, but I think there's something about ruling with Christ. We are the bride of Christ. We have things to do. Heaven is not going to be sitting on a cloud, sipping margaritas, strumming harps and or ukuleles or something. The, you know, we will rule with Christ. This is our destiny. If you don't prepare for that, then you're not going to do it. You're not going to be there. We'll let you into heaven. We'll take away your mina.
然后当我们到这个天堂的时候，神会给我们不同的长相，就像在这故事里面，有的是十座城、五座城，或者说，如果是你什么事情都没有，什么事都没做的话，连你该有的也会给别人。然后他觉得神会给我们有不同的长相，对他来说的话，他如果以后到天堂的话，他如果能够管理北京、上海啊这些，都不错。即使是 Wilton， 但是说我们在天堂里面不是说我们所想象的天天就喝着鸡尾酒在这里面弹着这个琴然后在那边唱歌跳舞而已。
不错不错 very good. And some people say, oh, I don't care what I get as long as I get into heaven. I don't care if I'm in the bleacher section or I'm in right field up on the way up there, you know, where you need oxygen. But don't say that. I say, oh, don't say that, because you do care. You do care if you fly to Beijing on business class or economy. You do care if you are going to Boston on the back of the Fenghua bus or if what seats you get when you go to the opera. It does matter. If it does matter to you on earth, believe me, it will matter to you for eternity. You're going to be dead a lot longer than you are alive.
然后有很多人他觉得说，哎呀，其实我不在乎了，我到天堂只要给我一个小的位置坐就好了，我也不需要什么豪华的位置。然后讲员说，其实我们都会很在乎，假如说你到北京你宁愿坐这个商务舱比坐经济舱要好，话说从 Boston 你要坐这个风华巴士，话说坐一个比较豪华的这个 limo 是很不一样的。然后我们死的日子比我们活的日子要长得多，因为永恒是永恒。
So, you know, I some people don't believe there will be differences in heaven. Well, in the Bible, there's some hints, because his Jewish mother came up to Jesus one day and asked him a question.
有的人觉得说在天堂里面不会有不同，但是说耶稣在这里面已经给我们暗示了。有一天有一个犹太人的妈妈来到耶稣面前。
Yeah, you know how Jewish mothers are. They're almost as bad as Chinese mothers, you know.
然后你不知道，犹太人的妈妈，他们跟中国的华人妈妈也一样。
The mother of James and John, sons of Zebedee, came up to Jesus and say, "Jesus, when you get to heaven, can my boys sit on your left and right?"
就是雅各和约翰的妈妈，然后那时候就是说到耶稣面前说，当到天堂的时候，我儿子可以坐你的左右边吗？
I read that story. I thought Jesus was going to say, "Come on, there's no special left and right. There's no special places. Everybody 一样的。
然后他那就觉得说，神会跟他说，哎呀，其实也不分左右，大家都一样了。
Jesus said, "No, it's not mine to give that." I go, "What?" It's not mine to give that. That means he sort of admit there is a left, there's a right, there's special places. Do you think Apostle Paul will be in a common putong position? There are some great Christians. Why can't we be great Christians? We got to do the business.
然后神那时候就是说这个事情由不得他来决定。但是他这样回答就是暗示了说，在这个天堂上面的确是有左右有贵重之分，不然的话神是不会这样回答的。
I think this life is like being selected as a little girl for training to represent China in the Olympic Games.
然后他那时候他有认识那个，就是说有那个小女孩，就是在中国，就是为了去参加这个奥运比赛，而且在那边训练的。
They take these little girls out of the home when they're like 5 or 6 years old, right?
然后他这些小女孩在他们五六岁的时候就从家里面就是离开他们家就参加训练队。
Take away from their home and then they train them.
然后他们离家，然后再受训练。
Represent 中国 in the Olympic Games. 10 years later or something.
然后就是代表中国队，但是那是在十年之后的事情。
Their whole life is to prepare for that day to win the gold medal for China.
他们的任务就是说十年之后就是为中国赢得那一块金牌。
And they are preparing. Not everybody can represent on the team. Not everybody. There's maybe 100 little girls there. Only 4 will make the team.
然后并不是所有人都能够去代表中国队，可能有100人里面只能有4人有这样机会。
This preparation period, this life is just preliminary seed time for the next life. Let us think like those little girls preparing to represent China.
所以我们在这一辈子里面只是一个准备的一个时期，我们可以想象这些小女孩她们所做的这些事情。
You have one life to live. You have only one life. How do you invest that life?
你只有一次生命，你这怎么样去投资你这一条生命？
Do you invest in material things or temporal things where moth and rust and thieves can break in and steal it?
然后你会把你这个生命怎么去投资在这个俗世的事情上，还是说这些暂时的事情上面呢？
Or do you prepare for that day when the king will come and evaluate you and give you your reward, good and faithful servant?
你还是说为了那一天来准备，就是为那一天当我们的王来问我们这个问题，我们可不可以回答说我们是一个忠心良善的仆人，为这样一件事情来准备的。
So I am going to be 70 years old in less than 3 years. I've been thinking about this, I think, since I really thinking about this since I was about 55.
然后他还有不到三年就到70岁了，但是他在55岁的时候就一直在想这样一个问题。
And I think I was in the Army,American Army, and I think about these inspections when we have to line up and the commander will evaluate us.
然后他那时候就是说他们一直准备说，因为他们经常有检察官会来就是来就是衡量他们的准备情况。
And as I mentioned to you, this sermon this morning is about what is the question?
然后这个今天他所讲到的一个问题就是说
When there's a lineup,
这个问题到底是怎么样？
When do there's an inspection at the end?
这个什么时候会有这样一个问题？
Is it a spelling test? Chinese do very well in spelling tests.
然后这个是一个这个拼字游戏吗？
Maybe the question is, did you believe I'm coming back?
或者说这个问题是说你相信我会再次回来吗？
I would say, oh yeah, yes sir. I was just studying Revelation, and I said, wife, come tell him. I'm studying eschatology class, and I'm doing the charts about pre-mill, rapture, on-mill. I really believe you're coming back. Yeah.
然后他说，就是说，如果这个问题说，耶稣会再来吗？他会说，哦，对啊，对啊，对啊，像我跟我太太可以作证啊，我一直在读这个启示录啊。
Maybe the question is, have you been a good boy?
或者这个问题是说，你是一个好的孩子吗？
Now, on that question, I would recommend just put your head down and say,you know, make sure or something, just say, I have nothing to say. I wouldn't say I'm a good person.
然后他给我们的建议就是我们把头低低，然后就是装作说，哎呀，我也不知道我要说什么哈。
The question is 多少？
这个问题是多少？
And in that question, it really reveals a lot.
但是 在回答这样一个问题的时候，其实在这解释很多问题。
It represents, do you really believe the commands of God? Do you believe what God says is what you should do, or is it optional for you?
然后他首先会说，我们是不是相信说神的使命，说觉得这个使命是我们真的是要做了，还是这个只是一个有选择的一个命令？
You cannot represent what you yourself do not believe.
你不能代表说你所不相信的事情。
Doing the business is an indicator of your belief.
因为做神的工就代表了我们到底这个信仰。
It's a litmus test of your faith.
然后是我们信仰的最终的测试。
I've seen a lot of talented men who can do a lot of good church things.You know?
他看到有很多有很多才能的人，他可以在教会里面做很多事情。
The real test is, do you really believe in your heart what the Bible says, radical things? And once a man really believes that, he goes crazy. You can't stop the guy. That's what happens to you. Do you really believe that this is true? He's coming back. There's going to be evaluation.
然后这个最终的测试是我们心里面是不是真心去相信这样一件事情，因为当你真心相信的时候，你所做的一些事情是别人觉得说很就是很极端的，但是说只有在你真正相信的时候你才会做。
The story of eternal life is true. Jesus is coming back as the king. You are going to serve with him. I mean, how can you not tell anybody about that?
如果你真正相信的时候，你可以不告诉别人说我们将会有一个永恒的生命吗？我们可以跟神一起来做王吗？如果我们相信，我们会告诉别人的。
The second reason why I like this question, 多少, is because it not only asks do you believe, it asks how much priority do you put on this?
然后第二个原因他喜欢这样一个问题是说，因为这个问题不只是测试我们是不是真的相信，也测试我们在这里面怎么安排我们的优先顺序。
The challenge is we have two things. You got the business and we got the business. You can't do both. You cannot serve God and mammon. You can try. I try really hard. You can't do both.
然后在这里面的话就是说，因为我们经常有这个世上的这个生意，我们也有说神的工，就说好像在圣经里面，我们不能同时服侍神和马门。
Nowadays, it's all busy, very 很忙，
很忙，
很忙 ，and it's always about priorities.
然后我们现在我们的都很忙，然后我们的优先顺序很重要。
Do you make time for God's business?
我们会留下时间来做神的工吗？
becomes more obvious the older you get.
这很明显，当你变老的时候。
And the last thing is like, do you have a heart, the heart of Jesus Christ?
另外一个，它可以测试说我们有没有跟耶稣基督的心。
Yeah, we have bracelets to say what would Jesus do. We have these bracelets.
我们经常有这样一个这个手带说耶稣要怎么做。
I don't know, but it starts with the heart. Do you have the heart for the lost?
我不知道怎么样说，但是这个首先要从我们的心出来，我们首先要有一颗就是说就是为这个世上灵魂而忧伤的心。
This parable started in verse 11. You know what? The heartof Jesus is in the verse right before this parable starts.
然后我们在这里是十一节开始，但是神的心是从第十节就开始。我们看第十节。
Read verse 10.
我们可以读第十节，人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
The Son of Man came to seek and to save that which is lost. There's no other business. No other business.
然后在这里面就讲明了我们没有别的生意，我们只有神的工。
We have to continue the work that Jesus started. There's no other job to do.
我们要继续神耶稣基督所开始的工，我们没有别的选择。
And though we tell you that you are saved by grace through faith, not of works, do not think that you can be cavalier with what you do with your life.
我们要相信，虽然说要相信说我们因着神的恩典而得到这样一个拯救，但是并不等于是说我们要这样子浪费我们的生命。
And even if you have a secular vocation, always think about the family business.
虽然说我们可能在世上有我们的职业，但是我们一直要想着我们在家里面要怎么做神的工。
This parable teaches there will be an exit. Maybe I should call entrance interview, but exit interview, entrance interview. After you die, there will be another question.
然后在这里面讲明说，不管是说是出去或进来的一个面试，我们将会有这样一个面试。
Not just here, Matthew 10:32 says, "Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven."
然后在马太福音说，谁在人面前承认我的，我在父面前也认他。
And whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven.
谁在人面前不认我的，我在我父面前也不认他。
Mark 8:38, if anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels.
然后在马太福音有讲说不管是谁在这个邪恶淫乱的世界他不认我的在我父面前我也不认他们。
And then Luke 9:26, same thing.
路加福音,
All over the Bible.
对。
So, when I first saw the Mel Gibson movie, the time when I first cried was when Peter denied that he knew Jesus.
然后当他看这个 Mel Gibson 的这个电影第一次他流泪的是看到彼得不认主耶稣
Because that was me
因为他在彼得身上看到他自己
And it was in the year of the rooster
然后那一年是
鸡年 When that movie came out、
right.
And the rooster is like Peter The rooster, the weather vane Wherever the wind blows The rooster would change directionWe are like roosters. We flow with the wind. We will not stand up for Christ, only if it's safe. But the test is, you must go against the wind and identify with your king.
然后他这个公鸡就是随风而变，就是看这个风向不同，就是转不同的方向。
Salvation, as a Christian, is only the beginning.Only the beginning of the Christian life.
然后我们的拯救只是我们基督生命的第一步。
The purpose of your life is doing the business.
我们生命的意义是做神的工。
God gives us His purpose not just to test us, but for our own good.
神给我们目标不只是为了测试我们，也是为了我们自己的好处。
You know, I ask people, do you have a healthy spiritual life? You know the secret to a healthy spiritual life?The secret.
然后他经常问说你们有一个健康的这个属灵生活吗你知道健康属灵生活的秘密在哪里吗
The secret to the healthy spiritual life is to do the business.
这个秘密就是说我们做神的工。
You cannot stay healthy without doing the business.
当你不做神的工的时候你就不可能健康。
So I ask, are you growing? Are you staying healthy?
他的问题就是说我们有在成长吗我们一直在保持我们的健康吗
This key also to exciting, meaningful Christian life is to participate in the business.
然后另外一个就是说我们能够保持我们有意义的属灵生活我们一直要做神的工。
It's also a sign of God's favor. He allows you to represent Him to your relatives, to your family,to your neighbors, to people you work with.
这其实也是一个特权神让我们可以代表他在我们的家人还有朋友当中来代表他。
The best antidote to stagnation and drift.
这个是一个对我来说是很重要的一点。
You either use it or you lose it.
你要么用它，或者说你将会失去它。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for this time we can look at your word. We pray that your Holy Spirit would help us do what we want and what we need to do. We pray for this church. We pray that you will create an army of loyal, faithful followers who will represent you to the community that you put them in. Thank you for giving us the privilege to be your ambassadors to a dying world. We commit ourselves as your soldiers to do what you command us to do. Thank you for this reminder. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.